KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Alaska voters today will determine whether Republicans take control of both houses of the state legislature. Voters also will decide if U.S. Representative Don Young, a Republican, will get a 21st term in the U.S. House, or if the Democrat Sharon Cisna deserves a turn in Washington, D.C. Alaskans could also call a constitutional convention and are being asked to approve nearly a $500 million in bonds for statewide projects, including $10 million for the Nome Port. A big focus this election has been on state Senate races. The 20-member Senate is currently ruled by a bipartisan coalition comprised of 10 Democrats and 6 Republicans, which has blocked Governor Sean Parnell's efforts to lower taxes on oil producers. Republicans have the majority in the House. Tom Sparks was appointed by the Nome Common Council as a council member at last night's meeting. Sparks will serve for about a year until the next election year, or until the next election next year. Councilman Stan Anderson made the motion to appoint Sparks.
And one of the reasoning is, other than being a long, long time resident, his family, he's volunteered, I think it's the last 10 years, on the Planning Commission. And when somebody does that, then I think they're volunteering. I think they kind of deserve the next step up.
The council also received applications from Kenny Hughes, Walter Rose, and Bryant Hammond. In her report, City Manager Josie Banky says the city has abated 5 out of the 10 properties that the council determined a public nuisance or safety hazard. With the other 5 properties, all the issues had been resolved by the building owners. Banky says they're working on a new list of buildings for potential demolition. 16 buildings are on that list right now. Banky also gave a quick report on this year's increased port and harbor traffic.
The port has been extremely busy this year with fuel, gravel, cargo, cruise ships, research ships, and the Coast Guard, more so than ever.
Banky reported that in 2011, there were 39 mining and support vessels using the harbor. This year, there were 128. And last year, there were 80 total vessels docking at the harbor. This year, 178 got permits. Chief John Papasadora walked into the meeting last night with a $35,000 check from the Norton Sound Health Corporation. City Manager Banky said the money is a part of the Domestic Violence Program initiative. The money will be used for sexual assault investigations and equipment. Banky also noted that the city is holding a sealed bid for surplus vehicles and equipment. The deadline to get a bid in was extended until November 29th. All the vehicles can be viewed at the Harbormaster's office. In his comments, Councilman Gerald Brown wants the public to know that it is illegal to have dogs or any pets in Centennial Park near Old St. Joe's. The council passed a resolution more than a year ago banning animals from city-owned parks. And most council members encourage residents to go out and vote today. The council will meet in a work session later this month to discuss legislative priorities. Fueled by strong winds and dry tundra, an accidental fire is burning outside of Dillingham. KDLG's Dave Bettinger reports the fire started Friday afternoon on the edge of the city and has quickly consumed more than 10 miles of open tundra. Now the Forestry Division's Fire Management Office in McGrath is coordinating resources to respond. At about 3 in the afternoon on Friday, a small remote control plane crashed near the hospital in Dillingham, sparking a small fire. Strong northwest winds quickly spread that fire across the dry, open tundra. The fire stretched several hundred yards in length as volunteer fire crews arrived on scene just minutes later. Around 30 volunteer firefighters worked to stamp the blaze near the hospital, but the opposite side of the fire scorched several miles of open tundra within hours and continued its southward path over the weekend. A survey flight flown Sunday reported that the fire had burned more than 10 miles to the south along the coast. If the winds continue to blow from the north and west, the fire should be contained by the coast and a river. But to play it safe, the state is preparing a response effort anyway, mobilizing resources to Dillingham in case the wind shifts. Experts testifying before a new Alaska task force on sex trafficking say the teenage victims often are too afraid and embarrassed, and sometimes too addicted to drugs to come forward. The comments were made yesterday at a hearing to address sex trafficking, which authorities say is notoriously underreported. The state task force aims to gauge the prevalence of human trafficking and prostitution in Alaska, as well as the services available to help victims. It also plans a December public hearing in Bethel. State lawmakers earlier this year approved legislation that established the task force and created harsher penalties for the crime. The legislation was sponsored by Governor Sean Parnell. An analysis of 10 years of motorcycle crash data confirms that wearing a helmet in Alaska saves lives and prevents traumatic brain injury. Deborah Hall-Gilley of the Division of Public Health says the report looked at motorcycle injuries that required hospitalization from 2001 to 2010. The report says people hospitalized after a crash were 70% more likely to suffer a traumatic brain injury and 2.3 times more likely to die if they were not wearing a helmet. A look at the price of gold this morning, up $33.10 an ounce to $1,719.10. An ounce of silver up $1 to $32.28, and a pound of zinc at 84 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive in Nome at 9:47 this morning and depart to Anchorage at 10:32. It is unofficially 29 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.